We've talked about a couple of construction projects going on here in the Metroplex. One, the one that should be underway, and that is sealing the west windows, or at least hanging up some blinds to keep the sun out during Cowboys games at the Death Star. The other one, Tony Romo building a brand new giant mansion here in town. And joining us on the Ticket Hotline is a guy in charge of both projects. It's the official contractor of our show, Randy Cody. Hi, Randy.
Hey, how you guys doing out there in Radio Land?
We're doing okay.
How are you?
I thought you guys in the coon's age, have I?
It's been a long time.
I'll tell you what, I'm having problems with about half my subs. I got all kinds of problems going on here.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I've got drywallers in jail, George. I got masons and INS probes. I can't get enough guys to get the work I got on the books.
Yeah, I've heard about that there's a shortage of subcontractors.
I'm up to my ass in alligators out here. I'm covered up until the second week in November. Had four tile saws stolen this past week.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, I've made so many runs to Home Depot and Lowe's. I tell you, I put about 100,000 miles on this brand new Dodge I'm driving.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, right now I'm having to take a crew over to South Lake to get for a bathroom remodel because their van is laid up. And one of our two lead guys, he ain't never met a 20-year-old Econo line with 300,000 miles on it that he didn't have to buy. I keep telling him, I said, Louise, man, with the money you spend on new rings, you could have bought yourself a brand new, spanking new, tall roof Ford Transit panel van, but tell you, he ain't got the social, so he's always buying cash from the Ross lots. And so anyway, their van's busted down, so I'm having to take him over.
Now, and you are working on the Death Star and on Tony Romo's house?
Yeah, and let me tell you something about that Tony Romo. I know a bunch of people, Cowboy fans out there and everything.
Uh-huh.
But Tony's been driving me crazy on this job here.
How's that?
I say, Tony, I'm building you a good house. Just you don't sweat the details. You know, that's the problem is these homeowners get in there and they sweat every single detail.
Yeah.
And Tony's a little intimidating, and it's not because he's quarterback or nothing like that. It's because, I speak contractor Spanish. You know, a little poquito here, a little grande there. But that Tony, he can speak full-on Spanish.
Huh.
He'll walk over to my crew, and them Spanish words start coming out of him like a fire hose, and they, you know, he's going off like a Mexican auctioneer at a Puerto Vallarta estate sale. And at first, I think it's kind of funny, you know, but then after about 20 minutes of them going on like some kitchen crew in an after-hours cleanup, I had to get in there and kick some ass, get them guys back to the tile work.
Well, how's Tony's house going?
Oh, it's going all right. We're a little behind, you know. We're about 6 weeks behind on it and everything. Romo and Candy, they can't agree on a single solitary decision. You know, Candy come in there, and she'll make a decision. And then Tony gets there about 15 minutes later, and he's got to change everything up.
Yeah, kind of like he does with plays at the line of scrimmage.
I was about to say, yeah, in that east wing alone where that their media room is, he's called more audibles in 2 weeks than he did in 15 years with the Cowboys. You know, it's always Candy wants splatter knockdown on the walls, and Tony comes in, and he wants orange peel.
Yeah.
Candy wants skip trowel, and Tony comes in, he wants crow's feet. I swear, there's one room in there, George.
Yeah.
Where I've had to float that wall so many times to redo the texture, it must weigh 3 tons.
Well, what's going on at the Death Star? What's Jerry got you doing?
Well, I swear to the great Jesus above that I'm going to quit working for any of these Cowboys.
Why
because
is that?
Like, not a one of them can get on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, we've been trying to do something about that blind situation for a better part of 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and if it were up to Jerry, and in Jerry's defense, let me say it.
Okay.
All right, he can do it. He'll make a decision on you, and he'll get it done. Jerry's idea is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, give me builder's grade.
Really?
Yeah. But Jean, she can't do nothing simple.
Right.
You know, I can't just go in there and throw up some Roman shades or some honeycomb and be done with it. You gotta get some screwy artist from Portugal who makes plantation shutters out of driftwood. And so it just takes time because these guys never can deliver materials. I got the guys, but I ain't got the materials.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Always something.
And plus, Jerry now has some cockamamie idea up on that west side that he's going to build a wall on that west side, and he swears he's going to get the Redskins to pay for it.
That sounds familiar.
Tell me how that's going to work.
I don't know.
I keep telling, let's just go with some verticals. I can have them in a week, and then we can wait on the plantation driftwood. Good Lord, let's do something now. Let's get her done.
Well, they're running you ragged.
Please get her done. I got it on the back of my truck.
Get her done.
That doesn't surprise me.
Hey, let me ask you guys something.
Huh?
You think old Hillary's got Parkinson's or MS?
Randy, we got to move along.
I think she just has pneumonia.
All right, I'll see you fellas later.
Okay.
Okay. There's Randy Cody, official contractor of the show.